Hey everybody, you're listening to Swole Crates on Monday, August, today. Today's the 13th, 2018. It's kind of bad when I don't know my days. They all just blur. But that's from getting a lot of stuff done. Okay, anyway, I think I'm going to start doing my podcast after my workout because I have my adrenaline going and I want to keep everything really clear and concise and just hit the points and get over it when I have too much time and I'm in my thoughts. I kind of just tend to drag on. So let's make it short and sweet today, okay? Today I'm talking about having a plan and having a roadmap. And I got this inspiration for this talk today because I was talking to one of my employees and she expressed to me that she feels like she's drifting in her day-to-day, that she doesn't know exactly where she stands today and that her tomorrow isn't so clear to her and where she's going to be, what she's pursuing, and ultimately who she is. So that gave me inspiration to talk a little bit about knowing yourself, knowing where you are now, and creating a roadmap for where you want to go. All right, let's get to it. So everybody has some set of goals or dreams or visions that they want to pursue, achieve, create, and continue that process. But what's most important, and what I find a lot of people forget to analyze, is where they are right now. You need to know where you are and what your position is and who you are so that when you build a roadmap, so that that end goal and that achievement that you want to hit, you can navigate more easily to get there. And how do you go about navigating? There we go. It's by creating a roadmap. Every roadmap that you have a starting point, right? So if you open up Google Maps, right, and you want to go somewhere, you have to put a location. You have to put not only where you're going, but where you are right now. So it picks it up automatically with your smartphone, but you know, we've kind of lost that disconnect of like finding yourself on a map, right? Like if you're going on a road trip and using a physical map and knowing where you are at that point. But think about, you know, the next time you open Google Maps is that you're at a physical location. You're at a state of being, right? You know, that's just like the better you or the better business that you're trying to build. There's a certain state that you're in right now. And the only way you're going to get to your destination is by navigating from A to B. So it's crucial. It's the most important thing to know where you are right now. So that's where we're going to start, knowing yourself right now and then building a roadmap around that. So I elaborated with her and I said, listen, you do know where you are right now. You do know who you are, what you like, what you don't, your passions, your dreams. You know, those are things that are distant, but at the moment you pretty much know who you are. You just haven't taken the time to examine that. Okay. And I said, construct a roadmap really simply by just placing one foot in front of the other. I said, tomorrow, actually, you do know where you're going to be and you do know where you are because you have a shift tomorrow and I need you here, okay? So that is an obligation not only to me but to yourself because you've made a commitment. Now you got to stick with it, okay? And that's part of building your roadmap is that every step that you take, you're committing to that next step and that is your new present. That is your new present moment. So every time you move forward towards that dream or that vision, that goal, you're already changing the physical location of where you're at. And that's transmuted into what you like, what you don't, and all of the more complex characteristics of who you are. So every time you move towards something, you're in a new location every single time. The whole point is you just don't want to be going backward. You don't want to go farther from your destination. So that's what I told her. I said, listen, tomorrow you have to be here. And I want you to be better than you were today. Not that you did anything wrong, but you can always be better. And it's always going to push yourself. So that when she takes that step and she finds confidence in building who she is, she can better navigate her roadmap and create the pathways that she wants to get where she's going. So that's what I want to cover today is that just knowing where you are and examining that as much as you can. So simple little exercise that you should do is, you know, really simply, look at the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror. Say your name. Yes. Yeah, you think I'm nuts now, right? Say your name, who you are, what you do for a living, whether you're a student or you have a specific occupation. What do you like? What do you dislike? What are your interests? What are your hobbies? What do you do for fun? Who do you associate with? Do you like where you are? And just getting to know yourself. And you should have that conversation nightly, just knowing where you are. And you'll see over time that V1, version one of yourself, is progressing and it's changing. And you're going to see a version two progress just by, just by taking note of where you are. You're going to build some sort of roadmap in the direction of where you want to go. Anyway, I'm going to start getting ahead of myself. The whole point is knowing where you are, okay? So get in front of a mirror, say your name, talk about your interests, what you like, what you don't like, hobbies, the whole lot of it, and just get to know yourself. Date yourself, okay? Figure out who you are, what that person likes, and that'll help build a better you, okay? We'll pick up probably a little bit more on this topic tomorrow as a recap, and then we'll go forward with the next subject, whatever I'm inspired by for the day, okay? You guys get after it. Thank you for listening to Swole Crates on whatever platform it is. Stay tuned. Hit me up on social media if you have any questions, comments, you just want to connect. So have a great night, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.